Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tara?
Hello, this is Kurt Weber.
Oh, hi, Kurt. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Who are you with?
Local Splash, like a splash of water, like Splish Splash.
Oh. Okay. What can I do for you, Tara?
Yes, so the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for
right.
a professional organization near me or, you know, any of the variations, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And obviously you've used Google before in your life, but have you done
yes.
a search recently for professional organization services in the area by any chance?
I have not, but I have a pretty decent background in web design and coding and stuff. So I do understand, you know, I have some questions. I mean, I understand what your service is. So can you answer? Sorry, I hear a weird echo.
You do?
Do you? Yeah, I do. It sometimes happens on, actually, this is a Google Voice number you're calling, so go figure. It happens.
I have heard that before. Okay, sorry about
yeah.
that. Okay. Your questions?
Let's chat for a minute. I do have some questions for you then.
Okay.
So my first question is this sponsored placement or are you doing SEO?
We do both. So the reason you're getting this call today is we had that first page position become available in the local listing section through our company. So all that means is the rule that Google has for us is we can work with one business per category per geographic area. So I was calling about the local listings, but we do the sponsored ads too, the Google ads. Have you tried those before?
I've tried them for lots of other things, not for professional organizing. But, now I just want to clarify. So when you say Local Splash, you guys are like a hyper-local business support group, basically, right? It's like you're hyper-local to an area, and then you provide, the area I'm in is Gillette, right?
Right.
So if I'm looking for stuff to do with my kids in Gillette, I might go to Local Splash and find Gillette on there, right? And your stuff would show up?
No. So you might be thinking of like the directories like local.com or the local search engines. This is directly on Google. So when somebody goes to Google and they type in professional organizers in Gillette, for example, or professional organizers near me, directly on Google, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up front and center. And then next to that map, there's a list of the guys that service within that area. So like right now, for example, you've probably seen it, Smartly Organized or Home Organizing by Kimberly or Keep It Neat
yep.
with Pam. Okay, so that's where we would be listing you. So they won't see Local Splash. They'll see you on Google.
Okay.
Does that kind of clarify
a
little bit?
That was my question. I didn't know if I was going to be sort of nested inside a Local Splash page that turns up. Okay. All right. So you do both. So you sometimes will do sponsorship and sometimes you do SEO. So what is the normal scope of work? It's like you get. Do I have to embellish my current website, or do you create a new page that puts all these keywords out there that encourages the placement, or do you backlinks? I mean, how does that work? And then my other follow-up question is, once all the initial work is done, is this like an ongoing maintenance thing, or is it like a, you know, month to month, or how does it work?
Okay, so the website, that will depend on your site. I think you have a Wix site, right? The Coat Home Health Wix site. Okay, let me ask Paul. He's my director for that area. And let me ask him and see if the Wix site will fly. And then as far as the pricing goes, it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And, okay, I've got him. He's coming over to help me explain the or look at the website. Give me one moment here.
Sure.
Okay. He's more knowledgeable about that than me.
Hi, Kurt.